弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
请我们先打开圣经，我们读几处的经文。
Let's open our Bible and read some scriptures.
请打开到马太福音。
Turn to Matthew.
新约圣经马太福音，我们今天要读的经文都在第七章。
Matthew chapter 7, all the scriptures that we will be reading are in this chapter.
我们先从马太福音第七章，我们先从第一到第八节。
Let's read from verse 1 through 8.
我读一句，请一句啊，我们翻译一句。这是主耶稣所说的，你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。
Do not judge so that you will not be judged.
因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
For in the way you judge, you will be judged, and by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you.
为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有梁木呢？
Why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eyes, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye?
你自己眼中有梁木，怎能对你弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？你这假冒为善的人，先去掉自己眼中的梁木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
Or how can that your brother let me take the speck out of your eye, and behold, the log is in your own? You hypocrite, first take out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye.
不要把圣物给狗。也不要把你们的珍珠丢在猪前，恐怕它践踏了珍珠，转过来咬你们。
Do not give what is holy to dogs, or do not throw your pearls before swine, or they will trample them under their feet and turn and tear you into pieces.
你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
Ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you.
因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
下一段我们要读十三、十四两节。
Next we read 13 and 14.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路大的，进去的人也多。
Enter through the narrow gate, and for the gate is wide, the way is broad.That leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it.
引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
For the gate is small, and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it.
这里讲到引到永生啊，原文圣经啊讲那只有那个生命，就是引到生命。
The original text means leads to life.
好，我们再。下一段我们要读第十七节到第十九节。
Next we read from 17 to 19.
这样凡好树都结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。
So every good tree bears good fruit, and but the bad tree bears bad fruit.
好树不能结坏果子，坏树不能结好果子。
A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, or can a bad tree produce good fruit?
凡不结好果子的树就砍下来。丢在火里。
Every tree that does not bear good fruit, down and throw into the fire.
我们下一段要读第二十一节到第二十节。
Next we read 21 to 3.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter.
当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, or in your name cast out demons, or in your name perform many miracles?
我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去。
And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
最后一段我们要从24节读到27节。
We'll read from 24 to 27.
所以凡听见我话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。
Therefore, every who hears these words of mine and acts on it may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock.
雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and yet did not fall, but it had been founded on the rock.
凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上。
Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand.
雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了。并且倒塌得很大。
The rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and slammed against that house and it fell and great was its fall.
那我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主，我们感谢你早在。
Lord, we thank you for your presence.
主，我们是仍然仰望你，向我们施恩典。
To you to give us mercy.
主，你当在山上如何对门徒们说话
？On that day, how you speak to the disciples.
主，我们求你今天借着圣灵也向我们这些蒙你所爱的人说话。
Today we ask you through the Holy Spirit speak to us those who you love.
主，叫我们不仅听见，我们明白。
Not only we hear and we understand.
叫我们不仅明白，并且我们能够照着去行。
We not only understand, we can act on it.
好，叫我们能够把房子盖在磐石上。
So we can build a house on the rock.
主，叫你在我们身上来成就你所喜悦的心意。
So that you will accomplish the will that you are pleasing to you.
叫荣耀归给你。
And give you all the glory.
听我们祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们知道马太福音五六七三章乃是记载主耶稣在山上对门徒们的教训。
We know chapter 5 through 7 in Matthew is recorded what Jesus teach the disciples on the mount.
一般我们称之为登山宝训。
We call the Sermon on the Mount.
我们知道这登山宝训并不是今天新约法。
We know the Sermon on the Mount is not the law of the New Testament.
也不是我们基督徒今天生活的守则。
It's not the principle that we live by.
因为我们知道神的选民以色列从前他们无法靠着自己来遵守神的律法。
We know the Israelites cannot do according to the law.
今天同样的，我们基督徒也无法靠着我们自己来遵守这一段主在山上的教训。
On the same token that we cannot do what the Lord is teaching us on our own.
那这一段登山宝训的教训到底对我们有什么关系呢？
What does this Sermon on the Mount, how that relate to us?
他乃是主乃是借着这段教训来告诉我们一件非常重要的事。
Through this teaching, he's telling us one important point.
就是说到天国的实际。
It's the reality of the kingdom.
我们知道，当主耶稣第一次来到地上，他在那里宣讲天国近了，你们要。
When Jesus said the kingdom is close, that you need to repent.
我们知道，今天我们乃是活在一个天国的时代。
We are living in the generation of the kingdom.
如果我们记得，天国并不是在天上。
We know the kingdom is not only in heaven.
天国也不是将来的事情。
It's not in the future.
天国乃是在地上。
But it's on earth.
乃是在今天我们所在的这个时代。
But it's in this generation.
所以主耶稣呼召我们说，要努力进天国。
Jesus called us to enter into the kingdom with violence.
所以登山宝训这段的教训乃是讲到关于天国的实际。
So Sermon on the Mount is telling us the reality of the kingdom.
就是要叫我们认识这位天国的王，我们的主耶稣。
So that we know the King of this kingdom, our Lord Jesus Christ.
并且告诉我们在天国里的人是如何的一般人。
And tell us what kind of people are in this kingdom.
所以我们看见当天国的王主耶稣来到地上。
When the King of kingdom comes to this earth, our Lord Jesus.
主就借着他在十字架所成就的救赎
by his salvation that he accomplished on the cross
不仅借着他的宝血洗净我们一切的罪
through his precious blood he cleansed our sins
他并且从复活
he also resurrected from death
他乃是要将他那复活的生命赐给每一位相信他的人
he will give his resurrected life to all those who believe
并且从主耶稣成就了十字架的救恩之后，
After he accomplished the salvation,
他不仅在当日呼召门徒来跟随他，
On that day he called all the disciples to follow him.
他在过去这两千年的历史历代当中，他不断地继续来呼召我们来跟随他。
In the past 2,000 years, he keep on calling people to follow him.
因为他要在我们身上来做成一件事，
He wants to accomplish one thing.
就是叫我们能够来彰显天的权柄和天的性情。
He wants us to manifest the nature and the heaven of heaven.
The nature of heaven.
The nature of and authority of heaven.
这个就是天国的实际。
That's the reality of kingdom.
所以主耶稣说，你们要先求神的国和神的义。
So the Lord asks us to seek kingdom first.
神的国就说到神的权柄。
The kingdom speaks of power.
神的义乃是说到神的性情。
The righteousness of the nature of God.
所以我们看见这是天国的实际。
We see this is the reality of the kingdom.
这也是今天神所托付给教会耶稣基督的见证。
It's also entrusted to the church the testimony of Christ.
关于主耶稣基督的见证，并不是我们今天在地上来为着主耶稣做什么。
It's not that we need to do anything for Jesus to bear testimony for him.
关于这个见证最重要的两件事，就是讲到他的权柄和他的性情。
The two most important testimony of Christ is speak of his nature and the authority.
为了叫我们在我们身上能够制作出主的性情。
When he can work into us his nature.
所以主必须要把他自己的生命赐给我们。
He needs to give us his life.
只有从他的生命才能够制作出他的性格。
Through his life, he can mold his nature into us.
并且他差遣圣灵保惠师也住在我们蒙恩的儿女们心里头、灵里头。
He also sent the Holy Spirit to come into those who believe him.
今天乃是圣灵在我们身上，要把主的生命制作我们的性格。
The Holy Spirit is working us so that we can become like him.
从我们能够活出主的自己。
We can live out himself.
这就是。主耶稣基督的见证。
This is the testimony of Jesus Christ.
所以我们记得马太福音第五章乃是让我们看见，让我们来认识这位天国王他的生命的性格是如何。
In chapter 5, he wants us to understand the nature of this king.
我们看见这个主的性格呢，乃是从他生命里头所产生出来的。
The nature was from his life.
Or the character.
Oh, the character is from his life.
所以我们记得今天主在我们身上所要做的事情，这些天国的性格呢，就是主自己的性格。
All these characters of the heavenly is the characters of our Lord.
这个性格不是一个外面的表现。
This is not manifestation of outside.
这性格乃是从我们里面主的生命所发展出来的。
But manifested from the inward life.
像马太福音第五章，我们看见那里讲到虚心的人有福了，天国是他们的。
In chapter 5, speak of blessed are the poor in spirit, their kingdom of heaven.
我们前面英文翻译的，这里讲到虚心，乃是说到灵里贫穷。
The English speak of poor in spirit.
这灵里贫穷就是一个谦卑的性格。
Poor in spirit means humbleness.
我们知道谦卑乃是主的性格。
We know our Lord is humble.
所以今天不是我们怎么去学啊。学这个谦卑。
Not that we learn the humbleness.
我们就算非常努力的来学。
Even though we learn a heart,
学到我们好像学这个谦卑啊，觉得我们好像背都弯了一样。
Even though we bow ourselves and learn the striving to learn,
那也还不是主的谦卑。
That is not humility of our Lord.
看起来样子好像是谦卑。
Even though you look like you are humble,
那是假的。
But that is fake.
那是带着臭味的。
That is, does not have fragrance.
因为那是从我们天然肉体所产生出来的。
Because that is from our flesh.
唯有从主耶稣的生命里头产生出来的谦卑
Only the humility from our Lord's character
这个谦卑才能散发出那基督的馨香
Then it has the fragrance of our Lord
所以这谦卑的性格必须是从主自己的生命所发展出来的
We see the humility of this character needs to be from our Lord Jesus
这是我们天然生命里头所没有的
This is not from our natural life
所以我们看见只有住在我们里面的圣灵
Only the Holy Spirit that dwells in us
他能够把主自己的生命制作在我们身上
He can mold Jesus' life into us
渐渐成为我们的性格
That will become our character
这也就是天国的性格
That is the character of heavenly
所以你发现在我们读马太福音第五章我们发现好多事情啊好难做好难做到
So when we read chapter 5 we see many things that we cannot do
盼望我们今天能够清楚的明白，不是给我们做的。
Hopefully we clearly understand this is not for us to do.
因为我们做不到。
Because we cannot reach.
就算我们做到了。
Even though we can do it.
哎，还不能讨父神的喜悦。
We still cannot please our Father.
仍然不是主耶稣自己。
Because that is not Jesus Christ Himself.
所以到了马太福音当。
In chapter 6.
主就让我们看见一件事情，乃是圣灵在我们上来做成这件事。
The Lord see that Holy Spirit is the one that accomplished this.
所以借着马太福音第六章，主让我们看见圣灵在我们身上。做工的几个原则。
He gave us some principles how the Holy Spirit will work in us.
第一，圣灵在我们里头来开启我们。
First, Holy Spirit opens our eyes in us.
将主耶稣启示在我们灵里头。
He reveals Jesus Christ in our spirit.
我们感谢神，因为我们的父神他乐意将他的儿子启示在我们心里。
We thank the Lord the Father is pleasing to reveal His own Son into us.
所以在马太福音第六章，圣灵就开启我们，叫我们看见我们的主他在地上的生活是如何的隐藏。
We see that how our Jesus lives a hidden life on earth.
他在地上的生活，他不喧嚷，他也不炫耀自己。
In his life, he never cried out or.
他所行的善，他所行的义，都是在暗中。
All the goodness and righteousness is hidden.
他不坐在人面前。
He does things in front of man.
无论是施舍也好，无论是祷告也好，无论是禁食也好，他都是坐在父的面前。
No matter fasting or praying or giving, he does it in front of Father.
因为我们知道，我们的天父乃是在暗中查看。
Because the Father examines people in the hidden place.
所以，我们基督徒的生活也必须是在暗中。
Therefore, our Christian life needs to be hidden.
我们必须要在信心里头学习过一个隐藏的生活。
In faith, we need to learn how to live a hidden life.
就是活在父的面前。
It's to live before the Father.
圣灵也让我们看见我们的主，他是如何单纯的活在天父的面前。
Holy Spirit also allows us to see our Jesus lives only simply before our Father.
他在地上单单的侍奉我们的神。
He only served the Father.
他在地上，在那里先求神的国和神的义。
He seeks the kingdom and the righteousness.
我们看见他在地上，存心单纯的来遵行天父的旨意。
He is simply only the commandment of the Father.
我们主曾经这样说：唯有他听见说的，他才说。
He will only what he hear from the Father.
他看见父所做的，他才做。
He will do what the Father does.
弟兄姐妹，圣灵让我们看见我们的主乃是在地上那样单纯的活在父的面前。
Holy Spirit allowed us to see how our Lord only simply lived before the Father.
单单的侍奉我们的神。
Only serve our God.
第二方面，圣灵在我们里头乃是要做十字架的工作。
Holy Spirit will also work the work of cross in us.
这十字架。圣灵借着十字架在我们里头一点一点的来除去我们天然肉体的生命。
Through the cross, he dealt away our flesh.
除去我们的己。
Ourself.
好叫主的生命在我们里头能够越过越丰盛。
So the life of Jesus Christ will live out more and more.
圣灵借着十字架在我们里头除去我们的己有多少？
How much the Holy Spirit removes the self in us?
主自己的生命就能够在我们里头充满有多少？
How much the life of Jesus Christ will fill.
所以我们看见保罗做这样的一个见证，他说我们乃是有宝贝瓦器里。
Paul will bear this testimony. We have the treasure in this earthen vessel.
弟兄姐妹，这宝贝是什么？
What is this treasure?
这宝贝就是我们主耶稣。
This treasure is our Lord Jesus.
这瓦器是什么？
What is earthen vessel?
我想我们都知道，乃是我们天然的这个己。
We all know this is the natural self in us.
弟兄姐妹，在你我里头都有这个宝贝。
Between you and us, we all have this treasure.
这极荣耀的宝贝。
This great treasure.
有能力的宝贝。
With power.
但今天这个宝贝如何能够让人看见呢？
How can man see this treasure?
主让我们看见，只有一条路。
There's only one way.
就是这个瓦器必须要破碎。
This earthen vessel has to be broken.
当瓦器破碎了。
When this earthen vessel is broken,
里头的宝贝就彰显出来。
Then the treasure inside will be manifested.
所以看见在我们身上，神要得着耶稣基督的见证。
We see that the Lord, the God will receive the testimony through us.
不是说要把这个瓦器变得多像宝贝。
It's not the earthen vessel to be like the treasure.
这瓦器永远是瓦器。
The earthen vessel is always the earthen vessel.
它是属土的。
It's to the earth.
它永远不能成为一个宝贝。
It will never become treasure.
但是神却把宝贝放在这瓦器里。
But God will place this treasure in the earthen
vessel. 当这个属土的瓦器破碎了。
When this earthen vessel is broken,
这宝贝就彰显出来。
Then the treasure will be manifested.
这是在马太福音第六章让我们看见圣灵今天在我们身上工作的原则。
This is the principle that showed us in chapter 6 how the Holy Spirit will work.
那我们可能就有一个想法。
Then we have this thought.
既然都是圣灵的工作。
Since all the work belongs to the Holy Spirit.
那我们有没有责任呢？
Do we have any responsibility?
所以到了马太福音第七章，主耶稣就借着第七章来告诉我们我们所当负的责任。
So in chapter 7, Jesus tells us what's our responsibility.
马太福音第七章是非常丰富的一章圣经。
This chapter is very rich.
在这里让我们看见我们所当负的责任有五个方面。
Here he tells us five aspects of our abilities.
这五个方面的责任呢，每一个都可以是一篇信息。
Every aspect would be one sermon.
所以今天只能用一个纵览的方式来和弟兄姐妹一起来，我们来明白、来认识我们在神的工作当中所当负的责任。
All I can give you today is a bird's eye view of our responsibility in His work.
第一，主耶稣讲到，你们不要论断。
Here he tells us, first, do not judge.
不要论断，这是主给我们的第一个我们所当负的责任。
This is our first responsibility. Do not judge.
为什么不要论断是这么重要的一件事呢？
Why is it so important? Do not judge.
因为我们天然的生命，我们天然的肉体，就是喜欢论断人。
Because our natural life and self wants to judge.
弟兄姐妹，我们这个人啊，这个论断人啊，这件事情啊，不用人教的。
We don't need to be taught to judge.
我们天生就会的。
In our, we were born to judge.
因为这是我们天然肉体里头所最擅长的。
Are good at it in our natural life.
那论断的原文呢，有几个意思。
There are some meanings.
它有判断，有批评，有审判。也有定罪的 这几个方面的意思。
We could be judged, criticized, or condemned.
那为什么我们天然呢？我们就会论断、批评论断人呢
？Why do we judge and criticize in our nature?
因为当我们在批评论断人的时候，哈，我们理性里头啊，就有一个感觉。
Because when we do that, we have this feeling in us.
是觉得我们比别人差。
Do we are we worse than others?
还是我们批评论断人的时候呢，我们心里面觉得我们比别人好。
Or are we better than others?
这答案很简单。
Very simple, the answer is.
每一次我们批评论断人啊，总叫我们觉得怎么样？我们比别人好。
Every time we judge, we think we are better than others.
就叫我们这个人就骄傲。
So that we are prideful.
比方说，我们知道当母弟兄姐妹都手艺都很好。
We know Dumbo brothers and sisters, they all can cook.
我手艺也不差
，I'm either.
所以呢，你发现了，当我们这个手艺好的人啊，我们就容易怎么心里头啊，就会怎么样批评别人所做的菜，是不是
？Those who can cook would criticize other dishes.
所以呢，批评论断以后呢，就怎么样叫我们觉得我们做的菜比人家总是好一些嘛
？When you criticize and judge, you think you cook better than others.
那弟兄们呢？弟兄们的问题是，弟兄们一般来讲开车的技术比较好。
Well, brothers, they are skillful in driving.
所以弟兄们常常就容易在那里批评论断姐妹开车技术不好。
So they will judge how the sisters are driving.
不知道大家有没有这个经验啊？每次如果那个丈夫要教妻子开车
，Every time the husband wants to teach the wife to how to drive.
结果一定发生一件事。
One thing will definitely happen.
不是一个人不高兴
It's not that one would be unhappy.
肯定两个人都不高兴
Two will be unhappy.
因为做弟兄的总是讲哎呀怎么这里就这样转怎么不会
The brother would tell just turn this way. How
这里这样不开怎么也不会
You know how to drive.
所以你发现我们总是在我们的专长的上面呢我们会来批评论断的人
We will always judge others on our skill.
接着因着批评论断就叫我们这个人啊就越来越骄傲
Through the judgment that we will be boastful.
就叫我们这个人的肉体就越来越被喂养。
Our flesh is feed supplied.
所以主要我们不论断人。
So the Lord do not tell us do not judge.
我再举一个例子。
I'll give you one more example.
今天我相信许多弟兄姐妹在聚会当中都有一些的服事。
All brothers and sisters have service in the church.
当我们在聚会中服事啊，我们实在是很摆上，也非常的尽心尽力。
When we serve, we give our all to the church.
这好不好？
Is that good?
我相信常贤弟兄、周弟兄啊，都已经很盼望弟兄姐妹能够这样尽心尽力在聚会中服事。
We know Brother Chang and Brother Zhong, they all want us to serve with all our hearts.
若这样的尽心尽力来在聚会中服事是一件好事。
It's a good thing that we serve with all our power.
但是呢，一不想我们就很容易呢会去注意到其他的弟兄姐妹。
If you're not careful, then you would notice other brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹好像不是那么尽心尽力那样摆上在那里服侍的时候
They are not giving their all to serve. You will notice that.
我们心里头就觉得你看我这么摆上
You say that I gave it my all.
弟兄姐妹怎么这个人怎么那样不做那个人那样子懒惰呢
Why is he lazy or why is she not doing it?
你发现当我们在那里批评论断的时候
When we judge and criticize
就叫我们这个人啊就更加的骄傲
We have pride in us.
所以主说不要论断。
So the Lord says, do not judge.
另一方面，保罗在哥林多前书那里告诉我们不要论断。
Paul also tells us in 1 Corinthians, do not judge.
他说，因为审判人的只有我们的主。
Because he says, those who judge only the Lord can.
因为只有主的审判是公义的。
Only His judgment.
只有他的审判是真实的。
And real.
为什么？
乃
是的主，他是真光。
Because God is the true light.
只有我们主耶稣，他能够鉴察人心里面的隐秘事。
Only our Lord can examine the deepest hidden place.
所以保罗说，时候未到，我们都不要论断。
So Paul says, when time's not come, do not judge.
只等主来，他要照出人暗中的隐情。
Till the Lord comes, he will show all the hidden.
显明人的心思意念中一切隐藏的事。
To all the secrets that's in the people's mind.
所以我们看见，因为我们每一个人啊，我们都没有那个真光。
We all don't have that true light.
我这样讲不是很准确，在我们肉体、天然肉体生命里头没有这个光。
We don't have the true light in our flesh.
所以当我们在天然肉体里头来论断、批评、论断别人的时候
，When we judge and criticize in our flesh.
我们的批评论断常常是在黑暗里头。
Those judgments are done in the darkness.
常常是不真实也不准确。
It's not true and accurate.
所以我们不要论断人，不要论断别人。
Do not judge others.
我们看见只有我们的主那位坐在宝座上。
Only our Lord sit on the throne.
只有我们的主他有权柄来审判人。
Only He has the authority to judge.
如果我们记得，我们读圣经就记得，就连父神他都不审判人。
Even when we read Bible, we know the Father would not even judge.
因为我们的父乃是将审判的权柄交给了子。
He gives the judgment, the power to judge to the Son.
所以只有我们的主耶稣基督，他是配坐在那审判的宝座上。
Only our Lord Jesus is worthy to sit on the throne.
弟兄姐妹，如果今天我们来批评论断人的时候
，When we judge and criticize others,
你看见就是我们自己坐在那审判的宝座上。
You see that you are sitting on the throne yourself.
我们实在是看到那是一件何等得罪主的事。
That is a sin against our Lord.
所以主说不要论断人。
So our Lord says, do not judge.
那我们如何能够做到不论断人呢
？How can we accomplish that?
你发现靠着我们自己啊，我们是做不到的。
But us, we cannot do it.
因为我们天然肉体、天然的生命就是喜欢批评论断人。
By our nature and ourselves that we should judge.
好像有，我记得中国人有一句这样的话：你看我们的眼睛啊，是往外面看的。
Chinese has a saying, our eyes watch outward.
所以我们老是看到别人有刺。
So we see their speck in others.
我们看到别人眼中的刺啊，是很容易的。
It's easy to see the speck in others.
但主说，你这些你这假冒为善的人，你却不看见自己眼中是有梁木。
But the Lord says, you hypocrite, that you did not see the log in your own eyes.
所以主说，你若眼中有梁木。
So the Lord says, if you have log in your own eyes,
你自然就落在黑暗里。
You have fallen into darkness.
那你能够怎么如何能够在黑暗里头呢？来要帮助别人除去他们眼中的刺呢
？In darkness, how can you remove other speck in their eyes?
所以我们看见靠着我们自己是做不到。
By our own nature, we cannot do it.
但感谢主， 今天圣灵住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit lives in us.
圣灵就把那主审判的光带到我们里头。
He brings the judgment of our Lord in us.
乃是借着那鉴察人心的圣灵，我们才能够看见我们眼中的梁木。
Through the Holy Spirit examine others' heart, that we can see the specks in others' eye.
这眼中的梁木是何等的大。
The log in our eyes is so big.
乃是让我们看到我们的肉体在我们里头是那样的大。
We see the flesh in us is so big.
可是我们却常常看不见。
But yet we cannot see.
我们每次与别人争执的时候。
Every time we quarrel with others.
我们与妻子在争执的时候。
We fight with our spouse.
我们总是觉得自己有理。
We think that we are reasonable.
总是觉得自己站得对。
We are right.
你发现那都是我们的肉体。
You see that is your flesh.
所以主说那是我们眼中的梁木。
The Lord says that is the log in your own eye.
我们的肉体在我们里头是那样的大。是那样的羞耻。
The flesh in us is so big and shameful.
可是我们却常常看不见。
Yet we cannot see often.
这主借着这段话告诉我们说，要先除去我们眼中的梁木。
So the Lord tells us we need to remove the log in our own eye.
我们才能够帮助除去弟兄姐妹眼中的那细小的刺。
Then we can take the speck out of us.
我们的梁木，关于我们眼中的梁木。
About our the log in our own eye.
我们自己是看不见。
We cannot see.
也看不清楚。
We cannot see clearly.
但是当我们来到主的光中。
When we come into the light of our Lord.
我们就被显明。
Then we are revealed.
记得在约翰福音第八章那里记载了一段，有一个行淫妇人被带到主的面前来这件事。
In the chapter 8 of John, Gospel of John, that he recorded an adulterous woman.
我们看见这个行淫的妇人，她的罪恶和羞耻原本是在暗中的。
This, her sin and shame was hidden.
但有一天她被人发现。
But one day someone discovered.
不仅是在众人面前她的羞耻被显露出来。
Her shame was revealed in among people.
她的罪恶和羞耻也被带到主耶稣的面前来。
Her sin and shame was brought to Jesus.
那些众人呢就对主耶稣说。
The multitude tells Jesus,
说按着摩西的律法 行这样事的人呢要用石头打死。
According to the law of Moses, those who perform this act to be stoned.
他们在那里试探主耶稣。
They are tempting Jesus.
他们说那你说说看你要怎么样 来处置这个行淫的妇人。
Now what is your judgment for this woman?
你是要照着摩西的律法呢来用石头打死她呢
You will judge according to the law of Moses to stone her?
还是你公然的说这个行淫的妇人她行这件事情是没有关系的
Or you say it's okay for her to do this.
我们看见主知道这些人乃是在那里试探主耶稣
The Lord Jesus knows that they are tempting.
所以主耶稣并没有回答他们
So he did not answer.
就是乃是用手指头在地上在画在那里写字
The Lord was just writing and drawing on the ground.
我们弟兄姐妹读过这段圣经啊可能都很好奇那 主到底在地上写了什么字
Brothers and sisters who read this chapter are curious what Jesus was writing.
圣经没告诉我们
The Bible did not tell us.
我们有机会的话我们可以好好再想一想
When you have time, you can meditate.
但即使他们在那里继续的在那里追问主耶稣
They keep on asking him.
然后主耶稣就直起腰来对他们说了话
So Jesus stand up and told him.
主说你们中间谁若没有罪就可以拿起第一块石头来打这个妇人
Those who, among you who do not have sin you can throw the first stone to stone her
非常稀奇的当众人听了主耶稣说了这句话
Very amazingly when they hear these words
你们中间谁是没有罪就可以拿石头来打这个行淫的妇人
Who is sinless among you you can throw the first stone
结果那众人当中从老到少一个一个的都离开了那里
From old to young all the people had left
然后主耶稣就问这个妇人
So Jesus asked this woman
说那些人到哪里去了
Where did those people go?
没有人定你的罪吗
No one condemned you
那妇人说没有
The woman answered no
接着主对她说我也不定你的罪
So the Lord told her, I will damn you.
同学们这里那公义的主他乃说出了那加略的十字架。
The righteous Lord spoke of the cross on the Calvary.
因为那些其他离开的众人他们之所以不定这个行淫妇人的罪
Those people who left that do not condemn this woman.
那是因为他们被带到了 主的光中。
Because they are brought into the light of God.
他们原本活在自己的肉体里头。
Before they live in the flesh.
他们觉得自己比那行淫的妇人更加的义。
They think they have more righteousness than this adulterous woman.
所以他们在那里批评、论断、定罪这行淫的妇人。
So they condemn and judge and criticize this woman.
但当他们都被带到主的面前、面光当中。
But when they are all brought before Jesus in the light of Jesus,
他们隐藏的邪情私欲，他们一切的罪和羞耻也都被带到光的里头。
All the sin and shames are brought into the light.
当主耶稣说，你们当中谁是没有罪的，可以拿石头打他。
When Jesus said, "Those who are sinless, throw the first stone."
你看见他们那隐藏的罪和羞耻都被带到光的里头来。
So hidden sin and shame are brought to light.
没有一个人能够在那里批评论断这个行淫的妇人。
No one can judge and criticize this adulterous woman.
弟兄姐妹，我们都必须要被带到神主审判的光中。
We all need to be brought into the judgment light of Jesus.
我们才能够不论断人。
So that we do not judge.
无论是这个行淫的妇人。
No matter this adulterous woman.
无论是那一些罪恶羞耻没有被显露出来的人。
Or those whose sin and shame were not revealed.
当他们都来到主的审判光中。
They all come to the judgment light of Jesus.
我们看见我们的肉体是那样的羞耻。
We see our flesh is shameful.
不仅肉体中不好的是羞耻。
Not only the bad part of the in the flesh is shameful.
就连我们天然肉体里头，我们觉得好的。在主的面前，在主的面光中，也是羞耻。
Even the good in our flesh is still shameful in Jesus' eyes.
我们的爱心，我们的忍耐
，our love and patience，
温柔，我们的怜悯
，and mercy，
如果被带到主的面光中显出来，都是可耻的。
Are brought under the light of Jesus is still shameful.
我们如果记得彼得有一次他跑到主耶稣的面前来
，If you remember Peter once came to the Lord，
彼得啊。有弟兄们这样说：彼得是恶人先告状。
Peter was the bad who would accuse others first.
他说：主啊，我弟兄啊，得罪我七次，我饶恕他七次，可以不可以
？I have forgiven my brother seven times. Is that okay?
为什么说彼得啊，可能是恶人先告状呢
？Why do we say he accused others first?
因为我们看到彼得的个性啊，似乎是应该比较容易得罪他弟兄的人。
Because his characters were anger others first.
可是呢，他却觉得呢，老是他的弟兄得罪他。
But he thinks others were angry him first.
所以他跑到主耶稣面前啊，一方面也是先告状，就说我的弟兄得罪我七次。
So he told the Jesus that his brother sinned against him seven times.
但是呢，他拍拍他的胸脯啊，我都饶七次，我都饶恕他了。
He's a pat on his back that I have forgiven him seven times.
弟兄姐妹，这是不是有时候也是我们的光景
？Is that our condition？
我们也是到主面前啊，我们说主啊，你看我这个弟兄，我们这个姐妹这样子欺负我，这样得罪我。
We come to the Lord and said, "This brother or this sister has sinned against me."
但是呢，我都没有跟他发脾气。
Yeah, I did not throw any temper at him.
我的丈夫、我的妻子这样对待我。
My husband or wife treat me this way.
你看，我都忍耐了，我都没有跟他吵架。
I was patient. I did not quarrel with them.
然后呢，接着我们就跟主。再多讲两句。
So I would speak the Lord.
主啊，你管管他。
Control them.
你教训教训他。
Teach him a lesson.
我们就把我们这个肉体里头的这个天然肉体的那个忍耐也好，我们觉得有爱心也好，我们觉得好像有怜悯也好，我们都带到主的面前来，觉得可以夸口的。
No matter is patience or love or our mercy, we still boast before our Lord.
但我们的主怎么对彼得说
？What did said to Peter?
主说不是七次。
Not seven times.
看见十字架，把我们肉体里头有的，把我们 cross out， 不是。
The Lord Jesus crossed out what's good in our nature.
从我们肉体所出来的，主不能喜悦。
Through our nature, He would not please our Lord.
主说乃是七十个七次。
But the Lord says 77 times.
因为我不晓得你们读到主耶稣说七十个七次，你们的感觉如何
？What do you feel when the Lord says 77 times?
我们说我们哪做得到？
We would say, "How can we do that?"
就算做，我也算记不清楚了。
Even we do it, we still cannot count.
七十个七次，这么多。
So many times.
我哪记得啊
？How can I remember that?
弟兄姐妹，主在那里还是告诉我们，不是靠着我们天然的肉体来 饶恕弟兄七十个七次。
The Lord is telling us not by our flesh that we can forgive our brothers 77 times.
主乃是把我们带到他的饶恕里头。
We were brought into His forgiveness.
结果我们的主耶稣生命里头的饶恕，乃是那七十个七次的饶恕。
Only the forgiveness in Jesus' life, that is the 77 times forgiveness.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见我们是像那位行淫的妇。
No matter we are like the adulterous woman.
无论我们是像那一些假冒为善的人。
Or the hypocrite.
我们都需要被带到主的面光中。
We all need to be brought in under the light of Jesus.
只有当圣灵光照我们。
Only the Holy Spirit enlightens us.
叫我们清楚看见我们眼中的梁木。
We can see clearly the log in our.
叫我们看见我们里面的天然的肉体是没有良善。
In our nature, in our flesh, we don't have goodness.
我们才能够来倚靠圣灵。
Then we can rely on Holy Spirit.
在我们里头来除去我们的梁木。
He will remove the log in our eyes.
好叫我们能够看得清楚。
So we can see clearly.
好叫我们能够从主的生命里头来对待我们的弟兄姐妹。
From Jesus' life, we can treat our brothers and sisters.
我们才能够除去弟兄姐妹眼中的刺。
We can remove the speck in our brother's eyes.
叫我们众人都看得清楚。
So all we can see clearly.
我们都能够活在主审判的光中。
We can live under the light of our Lord Jesus.
主说不要论断。
When the Lord says do not judge,
主并不是我们要叫我们像傻瓜一样。
He may be a fool.
毫无完全没有分辨的能力。
No way of discernment.
主说不要把圣物给狗。
Do not give the holy to dogs.
也不要把珍珠丢在猪前。
Do not throw your pearls before swine.
主在这里还是告诉我们，我们要有一个属灵的分辨力。
We need to have the power to discern.
我们知道这里讲到的不要把圣物给狗，乃是说到还没有信主的人，他们还不能够领受主在山上的教训。
When he says do not give what is holy to the dogs, he speaks of do not give the teaching on the mount to the unbelievers.
还没有信主的人，他们需要听到的乃是神主耶稣赦罪的福音。
For the unbelievers, they need to hear the gospel of forgiveness.
所以主要我们有一个分辨力。
We need to have a power to discern.
主也说不要把你们的珍珠丢在猪前。
He also said, "Do not throw your pearls before swine."
知道珍珠乃是说到那从死而复活的经历。
We know the pearls speak of the experience of resurrection.
也是说到我们属灵的经历。
It also speak of our Christian experience.
这在神的眼中是看为非常宝贵的。
In the sight of God, that's very precious.
对我们基督徒来讲，这些属灵的经历也都是非常。非常有价值的。
To the Christians, these are very valuable.
但主说，你不要把这个这么珍贵的珍珠啊丢在猪前。
Do not throw these precious pearl before swine.
这乃是说到那些有所谓一般的所谓的职业基督徒。
The swine means those professional Christians.
或者说是属肉体的基督徒。
Those Christians that belongs to the flesh.
他虽然有敬虔的外貌。
They have humble outwardly.
他们也照规矩来做礼拜。
They come to meeting.
但他们却没有真实在生命里头那属灵的经历。
But they don't have the actual spiritual experience in their life.
或者我们可以称之为宗教徒。
Maybe they are religious Christians.
因为他们缺少，他们没有，他们不认识这生命里头的经历。
They lack experience in life.
当你把你这些属灵生命的经历告诉他的时候
，give the spiritual experience to them，
他不懂得 appreciate，they
do not appreciate，
他不懂得他不认为他的价值
，they do not know the value，
他反而呢会来攻击你
，they will attack you，
会来批评你
，or criticize you。
所以我们看见主告诉我们要有一个属灵的分辨力。
So the Lord tells us we need to have the power to discern.
所以这里主乃是告诉我们不要在我们天然肉体里头来论断人。
Here he tells us to not judge in our natural flesh.
但是我们却要在我们的灵里头有这个属灵的分辨力。
But we need to have this power of discernment in our spirit.
这是我们在进天国，在圣灵在我们身上制作我们所当负的第一个责任，不要论断人。
This is the first responsibility before we enter into the kingdom of heaven.
我们可能会觉得那这样太难了。
This is so difficult, we think.
这个肉体跟灵啊都在我们里面。
The flesh and the spirit are all in us.
我们哪分得清楚啊？
How can we
know? 我怎么知道这个是出于圣灵还是这个是出于肉体？
How do I know this is coming flesh or this is coming from the spirit?
不错，我们自己，我们是很难分辨。
By us. ourselves, it's hard to distinguish.
但感谢主，在这里主给我们一个应许。
But thank the Lord, He gave us a promise.
主说，天父要将好东西赐给求他的儿女。
Heavenly Father will give the good to those who seek.
这好东西就是指着圣灵。
The good things is the Holy Spirit.
天父要把圣灵丰丰富富的赐给那求他的人。
Heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit abundantly to those who seek.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天是不是天父的儿女？
Are we the children of Heavenly Father?
我们知道我们是。
We know we are.
但是为什么今天我们好像没有得着丰丰富富的圣灵在我们里头？
How come we think that we don't have abundant Holy Spirit in us?
一个很主要的原因，乃是因为我们不求。
The one main important thing is because we don't ask.
在这里主应许我们，祈求就给你们。
The Lord says, ask it will be given to you.
寻找就寻见。
Seek you will find.
叩门就给你们开门。
Knock it will be open to you.
弟兄姐妹，来抓住主的这个应许。
We need to hold on to this promise.
来到父的面前来祈求，寻找，来叩门。
We come to the Father and ask and seek and knock.
主的应许在基督里都是是的。
All promises in Christ is yes.
我们当我们来求我们的天父，
When we come to the Father,
他必要将这好东西按着所应许的丰丰富富的赐给我们。
According to His promise, He will give us abundantly His.
我们虽然靠着自己，我们没有办法有这个属灵的分辨，我们也没有办法在肉体里头不论断。
According to ourselves, we cannot just judge and not judge.
但是我们靠着圣灵呢，我们就能够做到。
But through the Holy Spirit, we can do it.
因为神应许我们，这恩膏的教训要在凡事上来教导我们。
The anointing teaching will teach us in everything.
并且带领我们，加力量给我们。
Will guide us and give us strength.
所以为什么我们常常说，基督徒的生活必须是从里面出来的
？So often we say the Christian life is from inward.
这就是圣灵在我们里头。所以要做的第一件事情
This is the first thing Spirit will do.
叫我们有属灵的
We have the spiritual discernment.
但我们却不在肉体里头来论断
We do not judge in our flesh.
第二个我们当负的责任
The second responsibility.
主说你们要进窄门
The Lord says enter the narrow gate.
就进窄门这件事情是主所要我们负的第二个责任
Enter through the narrow gate is the second responsibility.
当然，后面主在第十四节接着说，这进了这个窄门呢，还要走一条小路。
The verse 14 tells us, after you enter the gate, there's a narrow way.
啊，这个小路呢，就把我们带到那更丰富的生命里头。
This narrow way will lead us to life.
所以这个小路我们知道就是十字架的路。
We know this way is the way of the cross.
那我们现在看这个窄门。
We'll see. We'll look at this gate.
就基本上这第二段这里主的教训呢，乃是说到了关于门路的问题。
Here he speaks of a gate and a way.
窄门小路。
Small narrow way.
所以我们中国人做事情啊，常常喜欢怎么样找门路。
Chinese does it. We need to find a gate and a way.
是不是？我想在中国是这样，在美国似乎也是如此。
It's the same here in the United States. We do the same.
你发现在世界上啊，有许多的门路。
There are so many gate and ways.
当你要办一件事，要解决一个问题的时候呢，有门路呢，就容易解决。
You need to do, resolve problems. You will have to find the gate and the way.
但是主让我们看见，进天国只有一个窄门。
But the Lord let us see that to enter into the heaven is only one gate.
唯一的门就是我们的主耶稣。
The gate is Jesus.
所以这门是非常窄的。
This is very small.
什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
你发现。只有是主耶稣的才能够进通过这个门进到天国里
Only anything is of Jesus that will lead to heaven
只有是基督的才能够进这个门
That is anything that belongs to Jesus will enter this gate
就是
of Jesus
只有基督的忍耐能够的门
Only his patience will enter this gate
只有基督的谦卑只有基督的温柔能够进这个门
Only his humility and hisLoadiness will into the.
所以你们看这个门窄不窄
？Is that narrow or small？
那你说很像的可不可以呢
？A very similar gate can that be it？
就很像基督的温柔，像基督的忍耐，像基督的这个慈爱，可不可以进这个门呢
？Something that's similar to His loving kindness and patience can we enter into that gate？
再像都不可以。
No matter how similar it is not. Possible.
只有是基督的 才能够通过这个门进到天国。
Only of Jesus, anything of Jesus can enter this gate.
所以这个门是非常窄。
Because so this gate is very small.
但今天主耶稣却呼召我们说，你们可以进来。
But the Lord calls us that to enter into.
为什么
？Why？
那是因为我们是一般有基督生命在里头的人。
Because we have Jesus' life in us.
这是为什么说在我们身上主的生命要成为我们的性格这件事是这么重要。
That's why it's important for His life become nature.
这是我们能够进天国唯一的一个 criteria.
This is the only criteria for us to enter into heaven.
也是从基督的生命里头所出来的。
This is of His life.
所以我们看见进入这个窄门还要走一条十字架的小路。
This gate is small, and we need to enter and walk on the way that's the cross.
为什么这个路是小的呢
？Why is this way narrow？
因为我们看见啊，这个世界里头啊，有很多大路。
There are many ways that's broad in the world。
那通往灭亡呢，那个门呢也是宽的。
The gate that leads to destruction is wide。
相对来讲呢，你发现这个十字架的路呢是非常的小。
We see the way to the cross is narrow。
是人不愿意找，也不容易找着的。
Men do not want to find; it's hard to find。
在保罗让我们看见那钉十字架的基督却是神的荣耀是神的能力
Let us to see the crucified Christ is the power and the glory of God
虽然看为是愚拙的
Even though it's foolish man
所以姐妹就连我们蒙恩的基督徒我们很多时候我们把十字架看作是愚拙的
Many times to the Christians who the believers they see crosses foolish
他们有一件事情发生在我们身上。
But there's one thing happened to us.
你发现从肉体出来的想法、反应都是比较容易的。
The thoughts from the flesh is easy.
比如说我们要发脾气。
Maybe we get anger.
容不容易
？Is that easy?
相对来讲容易很多。
It's easier.
但叫我们不有事情发生的时候呢，我们不要发脾气。
When something happens, that tells you not to be angry.
就是说我们要背十字架。
We need to carry the cross.
你发现那。就很难
It's hard
所以你看见那个世界上的门啊我们这个肉体那个门是宽的
We see the gate is wide in the world
路是大的
The way is broad in the world
但是十字架这条路却是小的
The way of the cross is narrow
但主告诉我们只有十字架才能够把我们带生命里头
But the Lord tells us only the way of the cross can lead us to life
只有十字架才能够把我们带到要的里头
Only the cross can lead us to glory
就当主再回来的时候
When he comes again
他在地上，他要作王掌权一千年。
When he reigns on earth for 1,000 years，
主盼望我们能够在那荣耀的国度里头与他一同作王掌权。
He hoped that we will reign with him in that kingdom。
那唯一能够把我们带进那个荣耀里头的，就是这个十字架。
Only that can lead us into that glory is the way, is the cross。
所以保罗做这样的见证，他说：“我不知道别的，只知道基督耶稣并他钉十字架。”
So Paul bears the testimony that he does not know anything else but Christ Jesus Him crucified.
我们看见保罗他拣选了要进这个窄门。
We see Paul has chosen to enter into this gate.
我们看见保罗他拣选他定义要走这条小路。
Paul made up his mind to walk on this narrow way.
是不是因为保罗他不懂得这世界的又宽又大的门路呢
？Is it because Paul does not know the way that's broad in the world?
我想保罗。在这个世界对世界的这个方法来讲，他并不比我们愚。
I'm sure that Paul is not foolish about the way of the world.
但这是保罗他所拣选的。
But this is what he has chosen.
他答应的呼召。
He answered God.
他要进这个窄门，要走这条小路。
He wanted to enter in this small gate and walk on this narrow way.
弟兄姐妹，今天在我们聚会当中也是如此。
Same way to us.
我们看见聚会里头，当聚会里头发生一些难处、有一些问题的时候
，If some problem or difficulty happen.
我们如果用世界的方法，很快、很容易就解决了。
It's easy to resolve the problem with the world's way.
但今天我们愿不愿意像保罗一样，我们拣选这个窄门？拣选这个小路。
Are we willing to enter into choose this small gate and walk on this narrow way?
我们愿意像保罗所说的一样，我们不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
We want to be like Paul. He does not know anything else but Christ and Him crucified.
就像我们刚刚诗歌所唱的。
It's just like what the hymn.
最末了说，所有的问题。
All the problems.
兄姐妹，在你生活当中，在你家庭当中，在你工作里头。 所有的问题
in your daily life, family, or your job, all the problem,
我们是以我们主耶稣基督为答案的。
Do we use Jesus as our answer?
用你进窄门走小路，这是我们每一天所要面临的抉择。
To enter into the small gate and walk on the narrow way, that's the decision we need to make every day.
在新南区聚会有当中有许多的问题和难处。
In the West Office, there are many difficulties in the meeting.
但有些问题呢，已经好多年了。
Those the difficulties have been happening for many years.
弟兄姐妹们呢，里头就有一个想法。
And sister had this thought.
这问题啊，很容易解决的嘛。
It's easy to resolve.
的确是很容易解决。
Of course, it's easy.
只要我们有负责弟兄拿起电话打一通电话，问题可以马上解决。
All it takes is for the responsible brother and call someone.
但是我们感谢主。我们弟兄们却不愿意拣选那又宽又大的门和路。
But thank the Lord, the brothers did not want to choose the wide gate and the broad way.
我们愿意像保罗一样。
We want to be like Paul.
说我们不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并十字架。
We do not know anything else but him and him crucified.
我们对于所有的问题，我们愿意以我们的主耶稣基督为答案。
When we face problem, we want Jesus to be the answer.
弟兄姐妹，那进窄门走小路有什么样的意义呢？对我们来说
，What does it mean for us to enter into a small gate and walk on the narrow way？
我们刚刚说到，就在将来那千年国的宴席里头，我们能够与我们的主一同，在他的荣耀里头一同享受那快乐。
We can rejoice in the thousand-year reign of Jesus。
假如我们今天选择的宽大的门和路，那又有什么？区别呢
？What's difference if we choose the wide gate and the broad way？
就到当主回来的时候
，When he returns，
我们如果记得的话，有五个愚拙的童女。
If we remember, we know that there are five foolish virgins。
他们就不能进到那新郎的宴席里头。
They cannot enter in the wedding feast。
他们就被丢到外面的黑暗里，哀哭切齿，懊悔不已。
They were thrown into darkness and weeping and gnashing teeth。
所以这是主要我们负的第二个责任，要进窄门，要走小路。
This is the second responsibility for us to walk on the narrow way and enter into the small gate.
第三个责任，讲到好树结好果子，坏树结坏果子。
The third responsibility is a good tree bears good fruit and the bad tree bears bad fruit.
那你们想，主耶稣的意思是要我们是好树还是坏树？
Do you think that the Lord wants us to be the good tree or the bad tree?
我想很简单，主就是要我们成为那好树，然后结好果子。
Simply, the Lord wants us to be the good tree, bears good fruit.
这里果子就讲到我们基督徒的生活，我们的行事和为人。
The fruit means our daily, our conduct and our way of doing things.
但这个果子是从生命里头所产生出来的。
But the fruit is from our life.
所以第三个责任乃是要我们活在主耶稣的生命里头。
This means we need to live life of our Jesus.
只有从主耶稣的生命里头才能够结好的果子。
From his life, we can produce good fruit.
像是仁爱、喜乐、和平。
Love, loving kindness.
忍耐、恩慈、良善。
Gentleness and.
这个大家都会背，大家回去再复习一下加拉太书第五章。
The fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我们看见在我们基督徒的里头有两个不同的生命。
We see there's two lives in our Christian life.
就是一个是好树，一个是坏树的生命。
One's good tree and one's bad tree.
好树的生命就是我们主耶稣的生命。
The good tree's life is the Jesus life.
坏树呢，就是我们天然肉体的生命。
The bad tree's life is our nature.
在每一个蒙恩基督徒里头，都有这两个不同的生命。
All the Christians that's saved by grace, they have two different lives.
所以我们就明白了。
Then we understand.
为什么我们蒙恩得救做基督徒之后
，After we are saved, become a Christian,
我们为什么还会犯罪呢
？Why we still sin?
我们为什么还会生气
？Why we still be angry?
为什么我们还会骄傲、会嫉妒、会纷争
？Still have a division and be prideful.
从哪里来
？Where did that come from?
你肯定从坏树来的，是不是
？It's from the bad tree.
你发现我们蒙恩得救之后
，After we are saved,
在我们身上我们有一些生命的经历
，We have experience in life.
好像从前我们做不到的
，Before we cannot do it，
从前我们不能忍耐的
，We cannot bear it。
你发现突然间好像，哎，我们也可以了。
All of a sudden you discover that you could。
我们看见那个就是从那主的生命里头所产生出来的。
We see that produced from the good tree。
在罗马书第八章告诉我们，随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事。
in Romans chapter 8, those who are mindful of the flesh does what flesh does.
随从圣灵的人就体贴圣灵的事。
Those who are mindful of the Holy Spirit will do according to the Holy Spirit.
今天我们如果活在随从那个肉体的生命，
If we follow the flesh,
如果我们活在我们天然肉体的生命里头，
We live our natural flesh.
你发现这个属肉体的生命啊，就结出那奸淫、污秽、邪荡、仇恨、争竞、结党各样的坏果子。
All the life will bring bad things.
如果我们活在那主耶稣的生命里头，
If we live in the good life of Jesus Christ,
那我们知道我们就结出了许多主耶稣生命美好的果子来。
Then we will produce all the good fruit from His life.
所以这个责任对我们来讲，这个责任是什么呢？
What is our responsibility?
我们乃是要操练，要学习操练活在主的生命里头。
We need to learn and practice how to live in His life.
这是罗马书第八章所告诉我们的。
This is what is taught in the Roman chapter 8.
我们如果随从肉体，
If we follow the Holy Spirit,
我们随从肉体，
Oh, flesh,
我们就活出肉体的样子。
Do according to the flesh,
我们如果随从圣灵呢，就活在主的生命里头呢，就活出主的样子来。
Then if we are mindful of the Holy Spirit, then we live out His image.
所以我们必须要来殷勤的操练，活在主的生命里头。
Then we need to practice to live in His life.
圣灵在我们里头，他是教练。
The Holy Spirit coach.
因为从前我们不知道怎么样子能够活在主的生命里。
We did not know how to live in His life.
我蒙恩还是不会。
Even though we are saved, we still don't.
活在天然肉体啊，这个我们很会。
It's easy for us to live in the flesh.
不用别人教，我们都会。
No one need to teach us, we know.
但是我们要活在主的生命里头呢，就必须要来随从圣灵。
If we need to live in the life.Of Jesus, then we need to be taught.
This 需要操练。
We need to practice.
好，我就举个例子。
For example,
我们每个人啊，两只，我们有两只手臂。
We have two arms.
那我们啊，大部分是右撇子。
We are right. Some are right-handed.
那我们的右手啊，很好使。
It's easy for us to use right hand.
力气也特别大。
More strength on that arm.
那左撇子的人呢
？For the left-handed,
他的左手呢，力气就比较大。
They are more strengthening their left hand.
也特别好使。
It's easier to use.
那细的活、粗的活，他用左手，左撇子拿左手，他都可以做。
The left-handed person will use their left hand to.
我姐妹是左撇子。
My wife is a left-handed.
我每次看到她用左手在那里，用左手在那里切肉切菜，我常常觉得好。
Every time she uses her left hand to cut meat or
raw, I think. 你有没有看过？你觉得好像看起来很奇怪，常常好像要割到手的感觉。
Every time I feel that she's cutting herself.
她还能够缝线、缝衣服。
Even she can sew with her left
hand. 都用左手，是不是
？With her left hand.
当我这样子比呢，我就觉得就很奇怪，我好像比都比不出来。
I can't even imitate her.
为什么会有这个区别呢
？Why is there a difference?
为什么右撇子右手比较好使用
？Why the right-handed person will use
right hand? 左撇子左手比较好使用。
For the left-handed person, it's easier for to use right hand.
他并不是生下来就是这个样子。
Not that they are born with it.
为什么会变成这个样子呢
？Why do you become that?
因为我们老是用我们的右手。
Because we keep on using
right hand. 我们常常用。
Often we use right hand.
越用就越好用。
The more we use, then we are used to it.
越用就越老练。
We have more practice on.
所以发现我们右手啊，每次要做什么事情，右手随便想都没想，右手就可以上来做了。
No matter what we want to use, we didn't even think that we would use the right hand.
所以你发现今天同样的，我们今天如果要活在主耶稣的生命里头。
If we want to live in the life of Jesus,
我们就必须要来到我们属灵的生命。
We need to practice spiritual life.
就常常的来顺服圣灵。
To obey the Holy Spirit.
你越顺服圣灵，
the more you obey,
你就越能够顺服。
The more you can obey.
相反的，如果你常常随从肉体，
on the opposite, if you follow the flesh,
你就越会顺服肉体。
You will obey the flesh.
所以你看哈，发脾气的人啊，
Those who anger,
他就越来越会发脾气。
They will anger more.
是不是？他老练了。
They have more practice.
他拿手了。
They are good at it.
一点点事情啊，马上就可以把脾气发出来。
For a small thing, they will be angry.
但如果我们来常常的来随从圣灵，
If we follow the Holy Spirit,
你发现圣灵就带领我们活在主的生命里头。
The Holy Spirit will lead us to live in the life of Jesus.
所以主生命里头一切的美德就从我们身上一点一点的成型在我们身上。
The goodness of Jesus' life will manifest through us.
所以你们这个不是天生就有的。
This is not we are born with.
这必须要借着生命操练。
Through the practicing our.
但是主的话告诉我们，那随从圣灵的就能够 活出那生命和平安。
If you are mindset of the Holy Spirit, then you will live out the peace in life.
而当你越顺服圣灵
，the more you obey the Holy Spirit,
你就越容易顺服圣灵。
It's more easier for you to obey the Holy Spirit.
就像如果我们常常照着主的吩咐，我们常常来聚会。
We come to the meeting according to his teaching.
你越来聚会呢，就越容易来聚会。
The more you come, the easier for you to come.
突然有一天啊，你特别原因不能来的时候
，One day for some reason you cannot come.
你都里头就觉得非常奇怪
，You'll feel more strange.
非常别扭
，Strange.
但是呢，你如果一次不来，两次不来，三次不来聚会
，If you don't come once, twice, or three times,
你不聚会习惯了
，You got used to it.
你不聚会呢，就很自然。
It's easy, it's natural for you not to come.
当你要再回来聚会的时候
，When you want to come again,
发现就很别扭。
It's very difficult.
所以今天在我们身上，我们求主来帮助我们。
The Lord, Lord have mercy on us.
在每天的生活当中，我们要来操练，有这个属灵的操练。
We will practice this spiritual practice.
我们要常常来顺服圣灵。
We want to obey the Holy Spirit.
因为我们越顺服，我们就越能够顺服。
The more we obey, the easier for us to obey.
很快第四点，第四个责任。
The fourth responsibility.
就是要遵行天父旨意。
To obey His commandment.
就是讲到我们基督徒的说话、行事为人。
The speaking and the thinking and the conduct.
我们是不是照着主的意思
？Are we doing according to His will?
那我们怎么知道主的意思？什么是主的意思？什么不是主的意思呢
？How do we know what is the will of God and what is not？
同样的，你发现乃是圣灵在里头来告诉我们什么是主的意思。
The Holy Spirit is telling us what is the will of God。
这里主耶稣告诉我们，到那日就是主回来审判的台前的日子。
The Lord tells us on that day。
主说会有许多人。
There will be many。
对主说，主啊。
We'll speak, Lord, Lord。
然后呢，他们在那里跟主，我奉你的名做这个，做这个，做这个，做了好多。
In your name, I'm doing this, this, this.
这些事是不是坏事
？Are these bad things?
不是。
No.
虽然我们中文翻译说，主对他们说，你们这些作恶的人。
Even though the Chinese saying you evil doer.
但是呢，其实他原文的意思呢，不是 evil doer。
But original text is not evil doer.
因为你看他所做的事情不是恶事啊。
Because all these things they did is not evil.
他们做的事是好事。
These are good.
可能我们都很羡慕，是不是
？We even admire what they've done.
但主说他们是作恶的人，他原文的意思呢，乃是讲到 lawlessness.
But the original text says practice lawlessness.
有一个比较极端的中文表达方式，就是无法无天。
The Chinese say lawlessness.
所以他们不照着主的意思。
They do not do according to God's will.
他们不照着天的意思。
They do not do according to heaven's will.
他们做这些事虽然是好事。
Even though these are good things they did,
那他们做呢是根据自己的意思。
But they did it according to their will.
弟兄姐妹，盼望我们能够明白这件事。
I hope you will this.
这些事本身是对的，是好的。
The things they've done is.
但是如果我们是照着自己的意思做
，But if we do it according to our will,
但是我们如果不是照着主的意思做
，If we do not do according to God's will,
到主审判台前的日子
，On the day we are judged,
主可能要对我们说，你们这些作恶的人。
The Lord may say, "You practice lawlessness."
离开我去。
Depart from me.
我们与主的荣耀、与主的喜乐是无份。
We have no part in His joy and glory.
所以撒母耳记上告诉我们，神界的先知撒母耳告诉我们，听命胜于献祭。
In 1 Samuel, he says, "To obey."
顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
So he is better than the fat of rams.
所以我们看见神所看重的，乃是一个遵行他旨意的人。
We see that the Lord prefers those who obey His commandment.
我们看见我们的主来到地上。
We see the Lord comes to earth.
他就是一生遵行天父旨意。
He obeys God's commandment.
就连最后他上十字架这件事情。
Even at the end, he was crucified.
他在客西马尼园，他祷告说。
In the Garden of God.
他说：“父啊，只要照你的意思，不要照我的意思。”
Father, do it according to not mine.
今天圣灵在我们里头，就我们来照着天父的意思来行事，来为人。
Today the Holy Spirit leading us to live according to His teaching on this earth.
所以求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
叫我们今天就能够被带到他审判的光中。
So that we can be led into the
judgment light. 叫我们能够认识这件事情，要照着主的意思。
So we know this is according to His will.
免得到那一天，我们突然间才认识到，我们乃是在地上照着自己的意思来做许多的事情。
Not that. Until that day, we know that we are doing according to our will.
那我们都很熟悉尼托森弟兄。
We all know Watchman Nee.
他是一位非常属灵的人。
He's a very spiritual brother.
他对主也是非常有认识。
He knows the Lord well.
他是一位非常爱弟兄姐妹的人。
He loves brothers and sisters.
有一次聚会，他们聚会当中有一个认识的弟兄生病了。
There's a brother among them, that got sick.
那我们弟兄里头就有点负担。
So Brother Nee has this.
特别的就煮了一点东西。
He cooked something.
还预备了一段时间，他把这带去探望这位弟兄。
He prepared time to visit that brother.
最后到了那个弟兄的门口。
When he reached the door.
在他敲门之前。
Before he knocked.
突然间。
All of a sudden.
圣灵在里头提醒他。
The Holy Spirit reminded him.
说这件事情是我叫你做的，还是你自己的意思做的？
Are you doing it according to my will or according to your will?
所以有没有我们听到这个例子，我们可能都要心里面都要想。
When we hear this example, we want to think.
我们弟兄做了这件事这么好的事。
What my brother did is very good.
哎呀，我听了都觉得惭愧了。
I'm very shameful.
我都没有像我们弟兄这么有爱心。
I don't have the love like him.
他付代价。
He paid the price.
去关心去爱我们的另外一位弟兄。
To love the other brother.
哎呀，我们都觉得应该好好的表扬表扬。
We need to give him a compliment.
但是感谢主，我们弟兄里头有圣灵。
But thank the Lord, the Holy Spirit is in
our brother. 就像在你我里头，圣灵住在里头一样。
Just like he is dwelling us.
他已经到了那个弟兄的门口了。
He has reached the door of that brother.
提醒，这是你的意思还是主的意思？
His spirit reminded him, is this your will or mine?
我们弟兄感谢主，他是一个认识圣灵的人。
Thank the Lord, our brother knows the Holy Spirit.
他就顺服了。
He obeyed.
他就没有敲那个门。
He did not knock on that door.
他当然还做了菜。
He carried the dish.
他原路又回到自己的地方。
He went back home.
虽然这是一件很小的事情。
Even though this is a small matter.
弟兄姐妹，今天圣灵在你我的心中，在我们生活当中，就是做这个，在这个很小的事情上面来制作我们。
Today the Holy Spirit is working on us on these small matters.
弟兄姐妹，我们可以凭着自己的热心，凭着自己的爱心，我们可以为主做许多的事。
We can do many things according to our will and our zeal.
其实我们特别在聚会里头服侍的人，我们其实很高兴的。
Especially those who serve, they are rejoice.
在今天就着主的话语，我必须要让弟兄姐妹明白这件事。
But through the words of God, I want you to know.
盼望我们今天能够面前，我们所做的都是照着主的意思。
Before God, according what we do is all according to His will.
好叫我们的日，我们不受亏损。
Till that day, we had suffered no loss.
所以我们刚开始可能觉得这样的事情太难了，太麻烦了。
Even though at the beginning, you might think it's troublesome.
就曾经有弟兄姐妹跟我讲，那这样的话，那我们就什么都不要做好了。
Some brothers said, we don't have to do anything then.
弟兄姐妹不是这个意思。
Doesn't mean that.
我们看见我们的主耶稣在地上，他所有做的事情，所有说的话，都是按照都是遵行天父的旨意。
Our Lord on earth, He does and speak everything according to God's will.
那我们看主耶稣他在地上，他是不是一个闲懒的人呢？
When we see Jesus, is He lazy?
那有没有我们主耶稣在地上闲不闲懒？
Is He lazy?
他像牛一样在地上，在那里服侍。
But He serves like an ox.
他从早到晚，他做了许多的事情。
From morning to dawn, He does many things.
所以弟兄姐妹，你看到跟随圣灵的带领，照着主的意思，跟我们的服事本身并不冲突的。
There's no conflicts between our service following what the Holy Spirit.
如果我们真的是这样来操练，照着主的意思
，We practice according to His will.
你发现能够借着我们啊，成就许多的事情。
You see, the Holy Spirit will accomplish many things through us.
所以今天我们必须要来有这个属灵的操练。
We need to have this spiritual practice.
因为圣灵能够叫我们知道什么是主的意思。
So that Holy Spirit will allow us to know what is the will of God.
也当主的意思叫我们做这件事。
When the Lord wants us to do this,
我们就去做。
We will do it.
叫我们说这句话。
When we speak,
我们就说。
We will speak.
像我们在波饼聚会当中有这样的祷告。
When we want to pray,
我们就顺服就祷告。
We will pray.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个殷勤服事主的人。
This is a diligent serving the Lord.
而这样的人，他所说的、所做的，都是照着主的意思。
This person is doing according to God's will, what he says.
这是主所喜悦的。
This is pleasing to God.
最末了，让我们看见主说：“你们要把房子盖在磐石上。”
At the end, he said, "Build the house on the rock."
这乃是看见一个根基的问题。
It's a problem about the foundation.
主跟我们说了这么多的话。
After he spoke so many words.
主说：“听见就去行的，就是把房子盖在磐石。”
Do those who hear the words of mine and does the act? is building on the.
弟兄姐妹，每一个基督徒，我们都是盖房子的人。
We are builders.
我们所盖的房子，就是我们一生这个生命的建造的工程。
The house that we build is the project that does that we do in whole life.
你发现房子都盖了。
We have built the house.
房子也都盖起来了。
It's it has done.
但问题是，是照着我们自己的意思呢，还是照着主的话语，照着主的意思来盖
？But did we build according to our will or according to the word of God?
主说，我们如果照着主的话语来建造我们的生命的工程
，Do we do it according to His word?
这个房子的根基是在磐石上。
This foundation is on the rock.
如果我们照着自己的意思，照着自己的喜好
，If we do it according to what we like in our will,
比较自由，也比较。比较舒服嘛。
We have freedom and comfort.
主说啊，你这房子也是要盖。
You want to build a house.
而你房子也盖起来了。
You have built a house.
但它的根基却是在沙土上。
But the foundation is on the sand.
平常在风和日丽的天气里头。
In the weather is well.
高照的天气里的日子里头。
When the sun is shining.
我们每一个人都过着好像都过着差不多的生活。
We all live the same life.
但主说。
But the Lord said.
有一天。会有雨淋，会有水冲，会有风吹。
One day the rain fell, floods came, and the winds blew a slam against the house.
不仅是在将来主回来审判台前的日子。
Not only the day that we are judged before His.
就在主回来之前。
Before His coming.
我们每一个人都会很可能会要经过雨淋、水冲和风吹。
Every one of us may experience rain or rain fell, floods came, and the wind blew.
当这环境兴起的时候
，When the environment rises,
当难处来临的时候
，When the difficulty comes up,
这时候我们看见这个房子就接受考验。
We see the house is tested.
如果你的房子是建造在自己的意思，照着自己的喜好，建造在这沙土上
，If the house is built on the sand according to your will and your prefer,
这房子就要倒塌
，Then the house will fall.
主特别告诉我们，倒塌的很大。
Specifically, God says, "Great was its fall."
要受到很大的亏损。
You would suffer great loss.
但如果照着主的话语
，But if we do it according to His word,
照着主的心意
，According to His will,
我们听见话，我们就遵行。
We hear His and do it.
我们看见我们的生命的工程就盖在这个磐石上。
Then our project is, then our house is set on the rock.
虽然环境兴起来
，Even though the environment rises,
虽然我们遭遇各样的难处
，We face many difficulties.
但是我们能够站住。不摇动。
We can stand firm and without wavering.
这是今天主在我们身上所要做的工作。
This is what the Lord wants to do.
同学们，我们看从过去历史历代的得胜者身上，我们看见一个共同的一点。
Throughout the generation, on the overcomers, we see.
我们看见他们都是一般跟随羔羊的人。
They are the ones that follow the Lamb.
就是羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随。
No matter where the Lamb goes, they follow.
圣灵无论如何带领。他们都跟上去。
No matter how the Spirit leads, they will follow.
今天圣灵在我们你我的心中也在做同样的事。
Today the Holy Spirit is doing the same working among us.
而我们的责任
，Our responsibility is
就是顺服圣灵的带领。
Is to obey His lead.
天天背起我们自己的十字来跟从。
Carry our cross daily and follow.
圣灵能够在我们生活当中借着各式各样的事情
，In our daily life throughout all the
一点一点的把主耶稣的信。制作在我们身上。
He will mold his, the Lord Jesus, character in us.
这就成为我们的房子。
That will become our house.
而这个房子乃是盖在磐石上。
And this house is founded on the rock.
借着这样的建造
，through this building,
叫主从我们身上活出来。
The Lord will be manifested through us.
叫主的信，主的见证也从我们身上彰显出来。
And testimony will be manifested.
这就是那天国的实际。
This is the reality of the kingdom.
虽然这一段主的教训是比较不容易。
It's very this teaching is very difficult.
但是盼望主能够借着这一段的交通
，through this fellowship，
叫我们能够看见那个窄门。
We can see the gate is small.
叫我们能够认识那条小路。
We can know the way is narrow.
叫我们愿意靠着主的恩典
，by His grace，
我们说主啊，我愿意。
We'll say, Lord, I'm willing.
那我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head.
我们心实在是感谢你
，Lord, we thank you.
你没有撇下我们
，You did not forsake us.
主，你仍然借着这宝贵的话语，今天仍然呼召我们。
Through your precious words, you called us.
主，愿我们听见你话语的。
May we hear your words.
主，我们都有一个心愿。
We all have this will.
我们愿意来答应你的呼召。
To answer your calling.
主，我们愿意来进这个窄门。
to enter into the small gate.
我们愿意走在这条十字架的小路上。
And walk on this narrow way of cross.
主，我们愿意依靠在我们里面的圣灵。
By the Holy Spirit.
主，我们能够在一切的事上来顺从圣灵的带领。
In all things, we will obey His guidance.
主，叫我们能够活出一个生活是能够讨你喜悦。
So that we will live a life that's pleasing to you.
主，我们实在是愿意说，你愿你为大。
May you be extreme.
愿你坐在我们的宝座上。
May you be seated on the throne.
主啊，从我们活出你的自己。
Through us, live out your
resolve. 主，我们虽然不能。
Even though we cannot.
但主靠着那加给我们力量。
But by your strength.
主，我们就能。
Then we can.
主啊，预备能够从我们这破碎的瓦器显出来。
May the treasure that's in the earthen vessel can be revealed.
主啊，因为这莫大的能力不是我们，乃是出于你。
This mighty power is not from us, but from you.
主，愿你在我们身上得着荣耀。
May you be glorified on us.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen. Amen.